Today's daf is daf Yud Daled, Brochas, and we're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Uveprakim, this is where we're up to, last two dots. So we have over here a very vague statement, that Beprakim Yishayel Mipnei HaKovod Umeishiv, but it doesn't say Meishiv Machmat what? It just says Meishiv. Meishiv Machmat Mai. What is he being Meishiv for? If you're telling me he's meshiv mipnei hakavod as well, if the idea over here is that you can be meshiv for the same reason that you were shoel, is that rather obvious? I mean, it's quite clear that if we're allowing you to initiate the question, we could certainly allow you to respond to a question, because that's much less of an interruption. So hashta mishal shoyel aduri miboy. If you're allowed to ask, you're certainly allowed to respond. So what then is the alternative? That the meaning is shoyel mipnei hakavod, and meishiv would be one step less. It was meishiv shalom b'chol adam. Basically, we have three variables here that we have to consider. We have where you're holding, which is, are you holding bein haprokim, or are you holding be'emitza? We have what type of person you're talking to. Is it Mipnei HaKavod? Is it Mipnei HaYirah? Or is it Kol Adam? And we also have the question of whether you're instigating or whether you're responding. So now, what we're trying to figure out is what would be the point of saying that you're Meshiv if you're already told me you're allowed to even instigate? Of course you're allowed to be Meshiv. Ella, you're going to have to tell me that we'll drop one level. If I'd allow you to be shoel mipnei hakavod, then I should allow you to be meishiv to anybody. Let's assume for a moment that that's right and continue on. Ema sefer. Take a look at the next piece. Will be emtza. Now, if we change the variable, we change the value of the second variable, which is where it is that you're holding. So if you're holding in the middle, shoel mipnei hayirah umeishiv, then you're allowed to be shoel only mipnei hayira. Now, what does meshiv mean there? If meshiv means meshiv machmat mai, if meshiv means also mipnei hayira, then it's completely unnecessary to state it, because hashva mishal shoel. If you're allowed to instigate the question, aduri miboy, is there any question about your being allowed to respond? Ella, what are you going to say? Let's drop one on the other variable, namely the variable of who it is that you're allowed to respond to, so that maybe you'd be allowed to respond even mipnei hakavod. That's a very nice interpretation, except for the unfortunate fact that it equals Rabbi Yehuda precisely, in which case the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing, because that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, be'emtza shoel mipnei hayira u'meshiv mipnei hakavod, precisely what we medayik must be the meaning here. And Biprakim shoel mipnei hakavod meshiv shalom lechol adam. So now, how in the world do we explain the Tanakhama's vague umeshiv, both in the Resha and the Sefer, without making it either completely redundant or making it equal to Rabbi Yehuda? Am I missing something? Says the Gemara, yeah, you're missing something. Chasur mechas, of course you're missing something. Vachi katani, the point is that the Mishnah, as it's constructed over here, is indeed missing a couple of words. What it should say is, Biprakim shoel mipnei hakavod, and I don't need to mention that you can be meshiv. As a matter of fact, the only reason I am mentioning it is because I know that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be chaylik, and therefore I point out to you that there are number of other variables. Maybe I'm not dealing with them. Here's another variable, the variable being whether I'm instigating or whether I'm responding. I don't need to discuss that variable. Because to me it's insignificant, but according to Rabbi Yehuda it is, so I'll mention it. So in tzarek lomashu meshiv, ube'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah, vein tzarek lomashu meshiv, at least I don't have to mention it. You'll see in Rabbi Yehuda it makes a difference. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, be'emtza shoel mipnei hayirah, umeshiv mipnei hakavod, ubeprakim shoel mipnei hakavod, umeshiv shalom lechol adam. Now the question is whether the response that you have to that Rabo Gadol Himenu needs to be mediated by Kavod or needs to be mediated by Yira. That we'll see. Again, so we have three variables that we need to take into consideration where you are in Kriyat Shema, who it is that you've met, are you instigating or are you responding? So here again, we have the same lashon, just to make it clear in the Braita that our diyuk is correct in the Mishnah, and the way we read it as a chasuri machasur is absolutely right, because it says in the Braita, Kriyat Shema, Boko Bo Rabo, Gadol Imenu, Biprakim, Shoel Mipnei HaKavod, Ve'in Sarich Lomar, which is exactly what we suggested is missing from the Mishnah. Ve'in Sarich Lomar, Shu Meshiv, Ube'emtza Shoram Ibnei Ayira, Ve'in Sarich Lomar, Shu Meshiv, De Rebbe Meir. So according to Rebbe Meir, basically we only have two variables, whereas Rebbe Yehuda, and we only mention it in order to introduce the third variable, Alibit Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda Omer, well, you have to take into consideration not only with whom you're speaking and where it is that you are, but also whether you're instigating the question or responding to a question. Therefore, you should know that Be'emtza Shoel Mipnei Hayirah Umeshiv Mipnei HaKavod Ubiprakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. Bo Minei Achi. Achi was the name of one of the Tanoim who was in the Beis HaMedrash that was learning with Rabbi Chiya. He asked Rabbi Chiya, this is Lagabi Kriyat Shema. What is the din Lagabi Hallel and Kriyat HaMegillah? Ma'o Sheyapsik. Is it mutter to mafsik? Mi amrinan, is it that perhaps it's a kal v'chomer if Kriyat Shema, which is Dioraita, nonetheless we're allowing you to be posek under these circumstances, Hallel the Rabbanan, mi boy. There shouldn't even be a question when it comes to Hallel. Or there's maybe another way of looking at it, which is Zodilma Pirsume Nisa Adif. That in terms of whatever it is we're achieving here in Kriyat Shema, it's basically addressed to myself to a great extent. You know? But there, if I have to be mafsi, I get back into it. If I'm trying to be mafarsim nisa, it seems inappropriate to change, talk about anything else. Whether it's halal or whether it's megillah, and we know that the halal and megillah, of course, are profoundly interrelated because the Gemara says that Kriyat HaMegillah is, in fact, the halal of Purim. So in other words, both of them are seen as elements of Pirsumei Nisa, and indeed we're paskening that there's no problem, Afal Pikein, since the Durabanan, there's no problem of being posek. Thank you. Omar Rabba, Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behemet HaHalel, Bein Perek LePerek Posek, Be'emtza HaPerek Eno Posek. V'yamim she'ein hayachid gomer be'emet halel, afilu be'emtza haperek posek. Now, first of all, the language. What exactly do we mean by hayachid gomer et halel? As opposed to what? Are there times when a rabim is gomer et halel, that a yachid isn't gomer et halel? So this explains that the issue over here is when we're talking about a halel that's not done b'kol Yisrael together. The yachid here doesn't mean an individual and not the minyan. There's no difference in terms of the minyan and the individual, lichora, at least according to Tosfos. And so those days in which the halal is not being said in the Beit HaMikdash, the time of Akravat HaPesach, and so on, at that point, we have two dinim of halal. One of the dinim of halal is on the days of what that we say were gomer as halal. And then the other halal is what we call the chatzi halal. Is there really such an entity as a chatzi halal? Tosfos is bothered by the fact that it distinguishes between Gomer and Eino Gomer. That's not the point. There's only one halal. Either you say halal or you don't say halal. The fact that there are people who have this minhag to say a half halal, as we do on Rosh Chodesh, or days in which you're not Gomer, so halal is a minhag ba'alma. So to set it up as if it's a reality, I mean, if there's no chiyav, so why would be a nisr hafsaka b'chlal? So he says, this is a lav davka, the idea of gomer, ain't no gomer, just another way really of saying if there is a halal, there isn't a halal. That leads to other issues, famous questions as to whether one is mavarech on a minhag. Because if the way Tosfos understands, there's no such thing as a chatzi halal, and it's just that there's a minhag. We'll see, there's gemaras about this, we had actually earlier in Kutchin. But we'll see more about these sugyas later. Can you make a bracha on Hallel if there's no mitzvah to say Hallel? Because I shirk in the Shadim mitzvah tabit zivan and grot Hallel when there is no mitzvah of kriyat Hallel seems a little bit absurd. And here Tosis brings a number of the different deot on that issue. The Rambam is very firm about not making a bracha on a minhag. And as you know, there's many who do not make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel. And there may be a difference in din between Tzibur and Yochid, in terms of Anhaga being a Chiyuv vis-a-vis the Tzibur as a whole. And actually, those who don't make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel are mechaven to be Yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur, the bracha on the Hallel. Although some only do that because of the suffix of how we pass it. Tosfos brings a number of different approaches over here, including an assertion that why in the world should you not be able to make a bracha on a minhag? We know that we certainly make brachas on things that we're not chayiv in. I mean, women make brachas of doing mitzvot aseh shehazman gurman. Nobody ever complained about that. I mean, the difference clearly is obvious. There exists such a mitzvah. And the question is, I want it might be machnisa, that's mi l'toch, the chiyuv mitzvah. I could say, sheker t'shanu v'tzav mitzvanu, that mitzvah. And I'm going to take on myself that mitzvah. You just say, sheker t'shanu v'tzav mitzvanu, on a mitzvah that doesn't exist. Or do we see this particular type of minhag as being an extension of the ongoing chiyuv of kriyat ha'alel on the other days? These are the questions that need to be discussed. I'll just bring them up here. Remember, we'll have our halakhic discussion in Bezrat Hashem on Yom Shishi.
Does that include
Yom Ha'atzmaut? Either it does or it doesn't. I mean, if one says Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut and one says Halal Shalem, why will we get a Chatzi Halal? It would be the same din as responsiveness to Nisim in general. The dinim of Chatzi Halal is not dinim in responsiveness to Nisim. Continues the sugya over here. In any event, what's important to us now is the Nafka Mina, because now Rabbah has introduced a Nafka Mina in terms of Hefsik in Halal, between whether you're saying a Halal Shalom, you're saying a Chatzi Halal. Because Yomim Sheni Yochid Gomer Behemet Halal, there's no Chiyuv B'Chalal, and therefore you can interrupt even in the middle. But is that true? Didn't Rav Bar Shva, I mean, I know he came in the middle of Halal into the base of Edrish Ravina, and it was Rosh Chodesh, or a day that you don't sit whole Halal. And, he didn't say hello or anything, which, I mean, is mashma that he held. If you're in the middle of saying hello, you don't say hello. Yeah, that's because he didn't really like, think too much of Rav Bar Shva, you know. So shiny Rav Bar Shva, the Loch Hashiv Alei the Ravina, but if he had thought highly of him, he would have said hello. But, I mean, like this, you know, I'm saying hello, I guess you'll understand, you know. Boy Minei Ashian, which Lamaisa is an important akuda, because, I mean, nowadays, in fact, we're not noheg in most circumstances to be posek, because we assume, you know, you'll understand. The guy sees you, whether that's correct lahalacha, or something we'll talk about on Friday, but the assumption that people make is they see I'm in the middle of Kriyat Shema, they don't expect me to say good morning. They say, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Even though the maisa halacha, you're supposed to say good morning. Okay, but this has a marker over here in this story of Rav Bar Shva and Ravina. Well, I mean, normally, what are you going to say? You wouldn't say good morning to him, Bechlal. If he hadn't been in the middle of Halal, he wouldn't say good morning. He'd say good morning because it was a good time to interrupt. Boy mine ashian tanadeve rabami mi rabami. Hasharui b'ta'anit mahu shiit om. Talking about now, it's an interesting hashva'a over here. We're talking about now Hefsek, in the middle of Dinim of Kriya, or of Amira. So whether now something which is not part of this seems to stand against what it is that I'm doing, especially being the Farsim Nisa. So how about if somebody's in the middle of a Tainis, and he wants a taste? That is a machlokus over here, what does this mean? Taste, as in wine taster, coffee taster, professional taster, in other words, who tastes and spits out. So all he's trying to do is get the taste. And that's his business. So now the shaila is, it's a tainis. And the only way that he can be a taster, I mean, if all these wine tasters would actually drink the wine that they're tasting, they wouldn't be very good at tasting for very long, you know? Or the same thing that people who taste the coffee beans. They never swallow the coffee because they probably have a heart attack by the end of the day. In fact, somebody recently committed suicide by drinking coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was 100 cups or something. It doesn't take much. You know? 100 cups isn't all that much. So in any event, the shaila over here is, according to those, is dafka lagabe tasting, and not lagabe swallowing. Swallowing, for sure, you wouldn't be allowed. There's others who learned that the shaila is kipshuta. Can you be toim not almanat to eat? but rather because you need to taste the tafshil. So you want to know what it tastes like. Is it mutter to be toim? Up to a certain shear, we'll see what that shear is. But is it mutter to be toim? Is it that when a person is makabal atainis, he's makabal achila v'shtia? This is not achila v'shtia, this is ti'ima. Either, according to those first she taught, because there's no achilat me'ai, there's no hana'ah in your tummy. There's only the taste, which is just hana'ah, but it's not hana'at achila. Or dilma hana'ah kabilalei, or is it just any pleasure, the deriving of pleasure from the taste of food, is also included in the Kabbalat Tani. Tosis points out that the way the Gemara phrases the question here is that it seems to be a function of an individual's Kabbalah Tainis. What is an individual's das when he's Mekabel Tainis? Not a question regarding the nature of the Ta'aniyot that are Kavua for the Tzibur. We'll talk about too that as well on Friday. So what's the din? Amalei to'im vein bekachlu. So Rabbani answered him, there's no problem of te'ima on a ta'anit. Taninami hachi, mitza'emet inatu unabracha. First of all, if you're only doing te'ima, you don't need to make a bracha. And secondly, hasharui b'ta'anit to'im vein bekachlum. Because these two issues are interrelated. Because if we're looking at achila in terms of ana'ad me'ayim, according to those who hold we don't eat, then te'ima alone is not what we rekoveya a bracha on the achila or the drinking of the wine. And someone who sharoi b'ta'anit therefore can be to'im, and he's not hurting his ta'anit in any way by simply being to'im. And when you say to'im, what do you mean? Ad kama. How much is called te'ima? Rabbami v'Rav Asi tame at shiur revi'ata. Rabbami and Rav Asi both were to'im, the shiur of a revi'it halug. A revi'it halug is usually just a shear in liquids. up till a revi'it. That's my focus. According to Tosfos, you just taste it and you spit out.
Why would there be a shear of a revi'it?
There's a number of different approaches to why there would be a shear. Some learn beparshtus that if once you take in a revi'it, you can't avoid swallowing a little bit. So it's just a logistic question. Others learn, once you fill a revius, you won't be able not to swallow a little bit, in the sense that, tiny bit, you know, because it's filling your entire mouth. It's not a logistic, it's sort of a Yetzer issue, you know. Others learn that there's a certain amount of hana'at achila that comes from the ti'ima, not of the cheikh, but of the inside of the mouth. And it's somach l'beit abliyah, once you've already reach that point, which you have no way of avoiding, if you take in a revius, so then already we would have been mechayev of you, bracha. We would have asered you for te'ima. Okay, according to those who learn it, it's talking about achila, mamish, not plita, not spitting out, then it's obvious. And it's once there's a shear that goes beyond what is necessary for te'ima, then already we view it, despite your protestations to the contrary, we tell you this is achila, as so defined. The shaila is the din of revius, which is never said the gabi achila, does it mean revius halug? There are others who argue with Rashi and say that revius in this case is revi'id beitza. They're talking about solids. Now again, even though these are not normal shiurim, when it comes to Didim of Achila, we're not talking about Achila over here. This is a unique shiur to distinguish between Achila v'te'ima. Omar Rav, getting back now to the overall question, we said you could be Meshiv, or you could be Shoel, in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Problem is that Rav says, Kol anoten shalom l'chaveiro kodem shiyitpalel, ki'ilu asa'o bama. If somebody says good morning to his friend before he has davened, it's as if he's made him into a bama. What is a bama? In other words, a bama is where a person uses his own gut feelings in search for spirituality or morality, and asserts that therefore it is good because I have so decided, correct? So if I want to bring a carbon to the Lord, that's a good thing. And since it's a good thing, the Lord certainly understands if I want to bring it on my own roof, I don't want to, I mean, I can't travel now up to Yerushalayim, and he's certainly more happy by my driving to Shul than not coming to Shul at all, right? I mean, he's, you know, he knows what it's all about. And the same thing, he's certainly happy for me to bring the carbon up here. Now,
The good Lord certainly wants us to be very nice and kind to our friends. And he certainly doesn't like this fanaticism about don't say good morning just because you haven't spoken to me first. Now, what is the intent for us to become mean and hard-hearted just because of spirituality? So therefore, the good Lord would like me to take good care of my friend. You're essentially turning your friend into a bummer. So if you do that, you've made him into a bummer. Where do we see that in the pasuk? Chidlu lachem mina adam asher neshama be'apa. Forget about humans. All they have is the breath in their nostrils. Ki bamen nechshavu. What's so important about him? Al tikrei bamen nechshavu ela bama nechshavu. He is the equivalent of a bama. Shmuel says, I don't know, what do you need this whole bama jazz for? I mean, it's just what it says is enough. Bamen nechshavu is meant to be understood the same way. Bamech yishavto lezev elo leloha. Why do you think that this guy is important? More important than God. So your system of values is screwed up. So it's, if you learn the way Rav is saying it, the only indication that we have that chidlu lachem is a reference to speaking to a friend before tefillah is the fact that he's called a bama. No, because you're setting him up as an alternative form of worship, essentially. Which, essentially, it's dangerous, Rich. I'm really hungry this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Hungry.
Oh, wait.
It's the jacket that's doing you in, Richard.
I was going to say, is that what the mitzvah
is? The jacket's doing you in.
The word shalom specific?
Oh, this is, here we go. we'll get to that in a moment. It's interesting. There are those who hold that the kol hanotein shalom, there's some Rishonim who say that the whole Israel of the year is only because shalom, the word shalom, is the Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. And therefore, it's Boma Nechshav, because you carry the Shem Hashem on somebody else, and that becomes now a form of Kedushas HaBoma. And therefore, there would be no problem of saying Tzafra Tava. We're going to talk about that. David has a tendency to bring things up early because his mind works a little bit faster. But
Boma Shalom.
Yeah. It's good. It's great. So in Achinami, that was the reference to Boma, calling the Boma, you call the human being Shalom, it's like calling them Hashem Shalom for a Boma.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro.
Amen. And if a person said Brachot already or started up, does that make a difference?
You don't intend to come Friday, is that it?
He didn't hear you say it. It wasn't here when
Yeah, no.
I want to come Friday, so I'm not always able to.
The next one we'll discuss.
Okay,
because I mean that the problem is in this Masechta, if we do the halacha wrapped in the daf, just doing the daf takes us almost an hour. That's why we started this new Seder. So the Shiloh over here is according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that the definition of the posik is mitpakesh miatzmo. In other words, I don't need to have a drosha of boma. If I'm telling you in a posik, what do you care about humans for? What are they important? I mean, that goes against Kol HaTorah Kula. What do you mean, what are they important? What about all the mitzvahs and the Haftarecha Kamochem and the whole business? Now all of a sudden you're telling me forget about people. So in context of the pasuk, the word Bameh Nechshav would have to mean Bameh Nechshav Lezeh V'lo Le'eloha. Not Stam Bameh Nechshav on any scale. But in terms of your Chiyuv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is this guy important? That's the point. So he said, I don't need to change the drasha over here to change Bameh to Bama. Bameh Yishavto Lezeh V'lo Le'eloha Seskun. Masiv Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes, I don't understand. How do either of these pshatim fit with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Deprakim shoem mipnei kavod u'meshiva." I mean, what are we talking about? The guy saying Kriyat Shema after he was already mitpalel. So you're saying hello to your friend when you're in Kriyat Shema before you say Shmona Esrei. You were not mitpalel, and therefore it should be prohibited. Tirgama Rebaba b'mashkim lepitcho. Therefore, says Rebaba, the idea over here of turning the guy into a bama is only where you give significance to him, not stop in the word. You happen to bump into somebody and you say good morning to him, that's not an issue. But if you go up to his house to say good morning on your way to Shul and walk up to his door and knock on it before walking up to Daltot Beiti, you walk up to Daltot Beito, so to speak, and then there Mashkim Lepitcho is indeed Osir. But that's because of the not the actual Shalom per se. Therefore, in terms of David's question, even those who are Mechalik between Shalom and other greetings, now that the Gemara comes out, Mashkim Lepitcho, Osir, even saying Tzafra Tava, because the Hashkam Lepetach alone is a violation of the order of Chashivut. Why are you going to his door instead of to the Beit HaKnesset? Omer Avidi Barav and Omer Avitzik Barashiyan, Asur lo la'adam la'asot chafetzav kodem shiyitpalel. Not only that, you don't do your own things, your own needs, before the time of tefillah. So even to do your melacha before tefillah is prohibited. Shenemar, because the Torah says over here, tzedek lefanav yahalech, that first a person should be matzdik his ways. And that tzedek, righteousness, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the speaking out of one's path in life in tefillah. And then v'yasin l'derech pa'amav. And then put your footsteps on the road. But don't get started on your road for the day until you have done your tefillah. V'omer avidi barov v'omer avitzik barashiyad kolam itpalel v'achar kach yotzei l'derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh lo chafetzav. If it's more than that, someone who was mitpalel first, we know that he has a special siyata d'shmaya. Shenema tzedek lefanav yalech. So you do that v'yasem l'derek pa'amav, then God will set his path properly, his feet on his path properly. Amr b'yon amr b'zera kol halan shiva'at yamim b'lo chalom nikra ra. Anybody who goes for 7 days without having a dream is called bad. Shenema v'savea yalim b'al yipakid ra. Altikre Saveya Ella Sheva. So it means over here, she read it like this. Sheva Yalin Bayipaket. A guy slept for 7 nights and didn't have a pakida of a dream. Ra. That person is called evil. So this is, by the way, the Sheva, Sova, Saveya interrelationship is obviously fundamental to Shavuot, which is Sheva, Shavatot, Sheva, Pahmin, Sheva, and Shavua, and the Lashon of Sova, in which the person has the time of the bringing into the harvest, and so on, and many other issues.
But dreaming is an involuntary thing. You can't force a dream.
Yeah, but you can force tshuva, so you won't be bad, and then you'll have your dreams. We'll find that this Masechta is very heavily invested into dreaming. So clearly dreaming is an expression of the concept of the underlying nature of Emunah and Bracha, right? All right. Omer Ravidi Baravin Omer Ravitza Barashiyan Kola Mitzpala. Sorry, I went back. We are up to Omer Pri Omer Biochanan, yeah. Omer Le Ravacha Bereda Rabchia Barabachi Omer Pri Omer Biochanan. The other way of reading the Pasuk is Kol Hamazbia Atzmo Midivrei Torah. And then he goes to sleep. Ein mevasrino so b'sirot ra'ot. That would be v'saveya yalin, full of divrei Torah, you go to sleep. Bal yipaked ra, will not be visited by bad news as he sleeps. Elohim ben aprakim. So Omer Rabbi Abu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Alokha k'Rabbi Yehuda, di Omer ben Elohechem, le'emet v'yatziv lo yafsik. Actually, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Chachamim listed that the space between the Parsha Vayomer and the Brach of Emet V'yatziv or Emet V'emunah as being Bein Aprakim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to be Mafsik. What's the reason? And he didn't explain. Om Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Yochanan, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, his reasoning is based on a Pasuk, Dechtiv V'Hashem Elokim Emet. And therefore, the Torah itself essentially has included the name Emet as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the Shem Elohim, and you shouldn't be mafsik be'emtza. Now the question is whether he should be chozer v'omer emet, or I know chozer v'omer emet. In other words, this emet, we're now saying it's part of Kriyat Shema itself, because it's a Shem Elohim emet, in other words, we're now being mitakin, to read emet together with Kriyat Shema, always. Or is it the emet of the bracha, which is now going on, the emet, the emunah, and I use the same emet in both directions,
So that's the correct. Do I repeat emet? Or as I finish my emet in terms of kriyat shema, now I got to get to the emet of emet v'yatziv. The Mogen Avraham learns that the question is for the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur says, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and so on. Hashem Elokechem. Does he say emet? And then when he goes back and he repeats it for the Tzibur, he says, Hashem Elokechem, emet. So does he do that twice? Or does he say, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and stop? Then when he repeats for the Tzibur, he says, Hashem Elokechem, emet. So that's the Shaila. Om Rabbi Avu, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Chozer Ve'omer Emet. He does indeed say emet again, which means that he would say it the first time, according to Magen Avraham. Rava Omer, Rava Omer, Eino Chozer Ve'omer Emet. You don't repeat emet. And Ahud Anachit Kamei to Rabba, there was a guy who was davening, and the Shliach Tzibur in Rabba's Beit HaMedrash. So Shame Rabba de Amar Emet Emet Shrei Zimne. Rabba heard him say, again, according to Magen Avraham, the language Rabba heard him say implies that he didn't make an announcement of the Emet. In other words, he was davening to himself as a Shliach Tzibur. Rabba heard him say Emet, and then go over the words, Hashem Elokechem Emet. If you listen, many people do that, even though it's against the halacha, according to the way the Grav Paskins. As a chazan, they say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. Wait a minute until everybody finishes Kriyat Shema, and they say, Hashem Elokechem Emet, again. So Rabba said, this guy have some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder over here. Call Emet Vemet Tafselai. The guy seems to be in a loop of Emet. What's wrong with him? So clearly he held you don't keep repeating this Emet. Again, not everybody learns like this. Rashi learned, because Kipshuta, the Shailas, do you repeat Emet in terms of the Bracha? So just the fact that I'm saying Emet, Emet, not the whole Hashem Elokechem Emet. It's Hashem Elokechem Emet, Emet V'yatziv. That was the problem. Yeah, just the mashmaut anyway.
Why do you want to do different? Faradim say Hashem Elokechem. Then the Olam says Emet. Then he repeats.
Correct. Yeah, that seems to be the most reasonable. But again, there's a lot of discussion on this, which we'll talk about also. Shailas is a Yochid say Hashem Elokechem Emet if he's alone. Also revolves around this issue. Does he repeat it, in other words, to get in the extra three tevot in order to get to the Ramach tevot? Yeah, so that's the shaila, whether to use Kel Melech Ne'eman or to say Hashem Elokechem Emet. If the Yochid doesn't say Hashem Elokechem Emet, so then there's the suggestion to say Kel Melech Ne'eman, which to me, I mean, makes a joke out of the thing about not saying Amen. Not saying Amen after the Birchas Kriyat Shema is absolutely absurd. And Amen you don't say. Right. But Kel Melech Emet you do say. I mean, I, the logic in that is absolutely escapes me. Okay. Ahud Anochik, we said Emet Havse, Omer of Yosef, Kama Ma'al Yahashmai. So I'm going to tell you, this next piece is great. It's just great. Listen to this. Because when Shmuel Bar Yehuda came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know what? You know how they dove in Myrith? In Eretz Yisrael, I mean, these guys are really efficient. They have Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta l'yem ani Hashem lokechem emet, and that's it. They skip everything else. So talking about, I mean, a fast davening. That's definitely the abridged version because they all at night. It's not zman tzitzit. So what do you have to say the whole jazz with tzitzit for?
Evelyn Woods
Meyer. So yeah, that's a nice fast Meyer. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, this is good. Huh? This you call good. My Malyusa, I don't think that's very good at all, because it doesn't work. Because Rav Kana Amarav said, Lo Yatchil, look, you don't have to start saying Vayomer in Arvit at all, because there's no chiv for tzitzit at night. So then the Shaila is, if you started, look, if you're going to start something, you got to finish it. So im hitchil gomer. I mean, look, if you started off saying the Vayomer Hashem Moshe, then you got to finish it. So what are you telling me? They say Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Amarta Layam, Ani Hashem Lekechem Emet. I'm telling you, the Rav Kana Paskin, that you have to do the whole thing. V'chitem, maybe you say, well, all he said was if you started. He didn't say what starting means. Maybe starting means going beyond v'amarta aleihem. Maybe you have to say v'asulehem tzitzit. That's a start. Once you start talking about tzitzit, you got to finish. But if you just say v'amarta aleihem, You can sort of pretend that the Amar Dalayim was referring to Ani Hashem Lokechem. I mean, at one point or another, he did say that to them, so the Amar Dalayim is good. No, not true. Amar Dalayim is exactly the beginning that we're talking about. Because Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rab Daber al Bnei Yisrael alone, lo havi hatchala, to force you to finish. But once you say the words V'yamar Talayim, you're talking about tzitzit already. That's already a hatchala, and you got to read the whole parsha. Says Rav Papa, look, I mean, what's bothering you? Clearly, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not how they hold. They hold V'yamar Talayim. It's not directly associated with tzitzit. So it's not considered to be a hatchala. So Kasabri, V'marava, V'yamar Talayim, Nami lo havi hatchala, Adi Amar, V'yasu lehem tzitzit. Says Abayas, as usual, we get holding the bag. Because we have to do at least, I mean, that. Ananat chulim et chalina. We have to say that opening piece, because, I mean, like everybody does that. Even in Eretz Yisroel, when they figure out all the shortcuts, they still do that. So we got to do that. But once we start, since we paskin that that's called already starting, we can't rely on them to say it's not starting, so now we got to finish. So now we're really messed up, because we have no way out of this. So to do the Atchala, we do, Vekiva and the Batchalin. And once we start, Nigmar Nami Gamrina, we have no choice but to complete it. The Omer of Kana Marab, Lo Yatchil, but Imitchil Gomer, and since according to our Shitot here, Rav and Shmuel, that this is considered to be Atchala, V'yamar Taliyem, basically we have no way out of the whole long bracha.
Unless you move to Israel.
What?
Unless you move to Israel.
Yeah, that's like coming here for the Chinuch, you know.
Why isn't this issue of Kar Parsha the law? What is it? The law Parsha and Moshe Rabbeinu? The law Paskin and Moshe Rabbeinu?
The law Pasak Moshe Rabbeinu. You mean, why don't we call it a Kriya?
Well, it is, isn't it? It's part of Kriya.
No, not really. In other words, what they're trying to do over here is turn it into part of the Kitzur of the Brochas. They're not saying the Parsha of Vayomer at all. So in order to express this, which leads, as we'll see according to Rashi, and we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, which leads into the Zikar and of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira and so on and so forth, that's how we begin it. Actually, Vayomer, it's a very good point that David is making, actually Vayomer over here is not in order to be Yotze the Kitzur of Vayomer, because there's no issue of the Kitzur of Vayomer. The concept of Vayomer is to end up being Mechaber, the union of Kriya Shema Tegula. So when I say, Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet, then I can now talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara is going to wonder, and if you don't say that, well, how about if you don't do this piece, where did you do Yitzias Mitzrayim? But if I do this piece, I understand that I've done the lead in now into Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriya Shema Tegula, Sefira Sayam. That's my important agenda here. Because we're already Darshan, and I have to have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balaiwa.
Okay.
But I certainly don't need the Tzitzis Balaiwa.
So it's not a Kriya that night.
So it's not really a Kriya.
It's a statement.
Unless, that's the thing, is once you've started, then you're Bechuyav already on the Kriya. Yeah. So we are stuck, because according to us, this is the beginning of the Kriya. Once you do that, then you have to be Torah. Now, the Shaila is, what about Emet? In other words, what about the whole bracha afterwards? So as far as that's concerned, so it says, Amar Chia Barav, Amar Ani Hashem Lokechem, Tzarich Lomar Emet. Look, you've got another problem over here, because once you do that, if you don't say it at all, which we said was an option, but if you say it, then you've got a problem, because then you have to say Emet. And once you say that Emet, you're now saying the entire bracha. Of emet v'amunah. So amar ani Hashem Elokechem tzarich lomar emet. Lo amar ani Hashem Elokechem eino tzarich lomar emet. What does that mean? Eino tzarich lomar emet. Well, so what happened? I thought the point was over Yitziat Mitzrayim. So v'haboy let kor Yitziat Mitzrayim. How are you going to get around the whole chiyav of Yitziat Mitzrayim? Di amar hachi. No, what you say is like this. Yeah, you say a tefillah that mentions Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's not associated directly with the Kriyat Shema and the Emet and the Ne'er Shem Lokechem. You say, Modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Lokeinu otzitanu mi'eretz Mitzrayim ubditanu mi'beit avadim bi'asita lanu nisim u'gvorot al hayam v'sharnu l'cha And according to many, at this point, you end Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael.
That's what
according to Rashi, V'sharnu Lecha is an introduction to the remainder. V'sharnu Lecha Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Hashem. And then you go and you did a kitzur until the Micha Mocha. And at that point, you go and connect into the Baruch as it's mentioned, as we do it. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
So we do both. Well, we're Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim in the last parsha, and we do the Be'emes V'Emuna, which also has Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Yes, because we said, Amir Hashem Elokeich, we have no choice but to do that. Also, there's other Indian, there's Kriyat Shema, there's the whole, also. The truth is, we have to raise another issue, which the Rosh Hashanah raises, which I think David is getting towards, so I might as well tell you before he jumps at us. And that is, we said before, Kosh Lo Amar, Emet V'Emuna Arvid, Emet V'Yatziv Shacharit, V'Tash Elagi B'Boket Hasdech, V'Emunat Chabalelot. So what do you mean? And if you didn't say Emet, so then what? Then you say, Yiratzon L'Fanecha, what happened to the Emuna? Well, if this idea of the Modim is only a reference of Hotzei Tanu. But it doesn't say anywhere here, it's not Masker, the Atidot, which is supposed to be Emet V'Emuna. That's a real problem. Well, what did we mean? We meant only someone who's going to say a bracha has to, and once he's mitchayev in that bracha, then he says Emet V'Emuna. How could we be more machmir on him than if it's possible to skip the whole thing? Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Lama kadma parshat shema le parshat v'hayayim shemon. As we explained it earlier in the Mishnah, the idea over here is, even though Lamaisa, the way it's structured in the Torah itself, is Shema and then Vahaya. The order is clearly not what interests us, because otherwise Vayomer should have been first. Mm-hmm. Vayomer is already back in Bamidbar. So once we've established, the Tosfos says that it's not the Seder in the Pasuk that's important to us, what is the conceptual order? So the Mishnah said that the conceptual order is according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the according to Rabbi Shimon Karcha? What's the conceptual order? Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shamayim, and then we have the Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot in general in the second parsha. But that's not what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says the Dinu Shadim Shema LeVahayim Shemayim makes sense. Then one should say Shema first, because Shezel Lilmod V'Zel Lameid. Now we think at this point, again, that this means exclusively. So in terms of Kriyat Shema, it says, in terms of first parash of Kriyat Shema, it says V'Dibarta Bam. So Dibarta Bam is to study yourself. Whereas the parash of Hayayim Shomoa says V'Limatem. So the Limatem is to teach. Okay, so first you gotta learn, right? Then you gotta teach. I mean, at least it used to be that way. So, zeh lilmod v'zeh lelamed. So therefore, first start with Shema and learn. Then go to Vayim Shamoa and teach. Wait a minute, you're doing it again. And then Vayim Shamoa comes before Vayomer, because zeh lelamed, it should say, v'zeh la'asot. Talking about Asiya. So you go from Lilmod, Lalamed, Lasos. Beautiful. There you go. Wait a minute, says the Gemara, but that's not even true. What do Shmaz? David was about to ask, Shma Lilmod, Itbe, Lalamed, Velasos. What are you telling me? That Shma doesn't include teaching and doesn't include doing? It says, Vishinantam Levanecha. What does that mean? It doesn't mean teaching. It says ukshartem. It says uchtavtem. What does that mean if it doesn't mean doing? So it's got learning and teaching and doing. So how are you telling me that the three parshiot are A, learning, B, vayom shamoah, teaching, and C, vayomer, is doing? That's not true. Furthermore, the second part you said also isn't true. You said vahayim shamoah is lelameh. But it's only lelameh, and what? It doesn't have asiyah? Doesn't it say ukshartem? Doesn't it say ukshaftam? That's doing, isn't it? There's a big question over here that they ask on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, who holds vavatem is a chiyev of tefillah, a mitzvah of the rice of tefillah. Why don't we include that? Why do we only include kshir and ksiva? Why is it only tefillah? How about tefillah itself? Anyway, the way to understand it
is exactly as we said before. Like, we got into the same question when we were dealing with the Kriya and Kavana. We made the same mistake. We thought that it was additive, not that it was all three and then go down one. What we meant to say was, of course, that Bedinu Shetikadem Shema Levayim Shamoa, because Shema has Lilmon, Lalamed, and Lasot. V'hayayim Shamoa doesn't talk about Lilmod. V'hayayim Shamoa only talks about Lalamed and Lasot. But it should come before Vayomer, Shezeh Yesh Ba Lalamed V'Lasot, whereas Vayomer only has Lasot. That's what we mean. So, Lilmod, Lalamed, Lishmor, and the Lilmod, Lalamed, Lasot is one, Lalamed, Lasot is two, and Lasot is three. That's the order. Now, says the Gemara, what exactly was wrong with the order that was given in the Mishnah? I mean, why does Rav Shimon bar Yochai feel constrained to offer an alternative? Well, you know, Chod of Ahot Kama. He wasn't saying there's anything wrong. First of all, yes, I certainly agree with what was said by Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, that namely, that Kidei Shekabel Alav Ol Malchus Shamayim Tchila, V'Achar Kach Yekabel Alav Ol Mitzvot. And but I'm saying there's another order too. There's also another way of looking at it, in which the three parashot are interwoven in terms of Lomod, Lulami, and Masot. Now Rav washed his hands once, read Kriyat Shema. We're not talking about a constant anhaga of Rav, but we saw this happen. We once saw Rav washing his hands and saying Kriyat Shema, which is not remarkable in itself, but what's remarkable is that then he put on his tefillin, v'yonach tefillin, and then he went to daven. Now, when we say tzoli, we mean he said Shemon Esrei, which also implies that you could put on your tefillin before Shemon Esrei, between Kriyat Shema and Shemon Esrei, which leads to the question of can you make a bracha? Tosfos brings an actual maisa in which Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Balei Taisvos, actually was semich on that, got his tefillin in the middle of daven, made a bracha on his tefillin, and then considered it not to be a hefsek between gula and tefillah, because after all, the Gemara says, oh, your Rav did that, to which Tosfos objects strenuously. So who says that you say a bracha? You put it on, and then you can be mamashmish but tefillin later, and say the bracha later on, which is lamaisa da halacha. But anyway, what's important to us isn't all of that. That's a side issue. What's important to us is that there seems to be an issue of putting on your tefillin before you say Kriyat Shema. Because it says in the Braisa, someone who was being osik b'mitzvah, he was being chofer kuch lemet b'keber, he's potter min ha-Kriyat Shema, min ha-tefillin, mikol mitzvot amurat b'Torah. This person's being osik b'mitzvah, he's being keber ames, and he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. He gives man Kriyat Shema, and when it's time for Kriyat Shema, ole, he gets out of the, we're going to ask in a minute, ole, he gets out of the kuch, v'notel yadav, okay, meniach tefillin, first he puts on his tefillin, then he's going to Kriyat Shema and nitpalel. But before we get to your question on Rav, didn't you just contradict yourself? A gufakash. You start off saying someone who's digging a kuch for a mate is batur, but when it comes for Kriyat Shema, should stop digging and go up and say Kriyat Shema. How do you explain that? First you said patur, and then you said chayev. No, that's not the point. I don't know, Kasha. Clearly, the bright is trying to tell us that if the asiyas hamitzvah is dependent on you, you're the only guy that's there, so then you're an osik b'mitzvah, patur min hamitzvah. If there's two people, you could switch off. So it comes time for Kriyat Shema, one of you continues digging, the other one goes and says Shema, then he comes down, he takes over, and the first guy goes up and puts out his tefillin and says Kriyat Shema. But can we forget about all of that? Let's get to the problem with Rav. It says over here, you put on your tefillin, and then you say Kriyat Shema, and we saw Rav saying Kriyat Shema and then putting on his tefillin. Now, what do you say about that? probably Rav holds, like the explanation in our Mishnah was given by Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, that there's an issue of first being Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim, and then being Mekabel Ol Mitzvot. So he felt that, okay, if I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm being Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim, and now it's time for me to be Mekabel on myself all mitzvot. Excuse me? Ema de omer b'yishur ben korcha la'akhin, kriya l'kriya. Kriya la'asiya mishamat lay. What gave you the idea that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha holds that you're supposed to be makabel o malchus shamayim and only then do mitzvahs? He was talking about why is the order of the parsha that discusses o malchus shamayim come before a parsha that discusses o mitzvot? And you're saying, I mean, what you're doing is you're taking a map and you're turning it into reality. It's supposed to be a map. You're confusing the idea with the thing. He's simply giving you a din of Hagdamah. What's more valuable to say first? So say a parsha. Oh, Malchus Shamayim certainly never suggested that the actual order of your day is that you don't do mitzvahs until you're first makabel o Malchus Shamayim. I mean, that,
if he's in the middle of digging a hole for himself, I can understand what he's doing.
No, he if it was for himself, he couldn't dig.
Well, that's
why somebody else.
In the middle of doing a mitzvah, how could he, why does he have to take on hole? He's got the hole, or he wouldn't be digging the hole. Mm-hmm. Normal, I know.
I understand your question.
I'm just, for everybody else who doesn't understand, I mean, would you clarify that?
For everybody else who doesn't understand.
You dug yourself into a hole.
Yes, thank you very much for that. But he's doing the
Moshe Baruch is asking that the Asik in the midst of the burying of the mace is already an Asik b'mitzvah.
He's got the Olam.
Okay, but we're not, first of all, we're not going like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. It was Rav who's going like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Right?
Okay.
So what's your problem? Even if this is a problem, why is it a problem? Where did this price is arguing on Rav? We said Rav Safek Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Because this price it doesn't. Now we're asking, even Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha never suggested anything other than a determination of which parsha the quote comes first. So Lakin Kriya Lakriya, Kriya Lakriya, Mishamatlai. The two, besides which he doesn't really even hold of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Now there's many ways of learning this question. What we can do is learn it the way the Gra changes here. So Mishamatlai Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, Vomra Kriya Barashi, Zimin Sagi. So he was mocked him, he washed his hands, he said, Birkat HaTorah, umatni lan pirkin, and then he went ahead and he taught us, and only afterwards he was monach tefillin, and then he read Kriyat Shema. Now, how does that prove anything? Because apparently the way the Gra understands, the Gra changes the Girsa in Rashi to show Asiya, Rashi says that apparently what's happened over here is the Asiya of the mitzvah of teaching, Matni Pirka, came before Malchut Shamayim. And the Gra changes it to read comes before Kriya. In other words, the din of Matni Pirka was a din of Kriya itself. So it was even mocked in Kriya la Kriya. And therefore he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, apparently. So even in terms of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The other way of understanding the Gemara's Kasha is Stam. Rav, in this case, was Manach Tefillin and then was Kari Kriyat Shema. Okay? So even if he interpreted it that way, he wasn't consistent in doing that. So what's the explanation? Now we have even a contradiction in Rav. I mean, here it says he put on his Tefillin first. V'chitei b'dolomot azman Kriyat Shema. Maybe you're going to tell me, well, maybe it's talking about a case where it wasn't yet Zman Kriyat Shema, and that's why he was able to be Matilon Pirket. So I understand. So then what was the point of what Reb Chiya Barashi was saying? I mean, if it wasn't Zman Kriyat Shema, well, of course he didn't say Kriyat Shema before he was teaching the Shir. How could he say Kriyat Shema Shelo B'Zmano? So what would be the point of mentioning it even? Maya Sidite de Reb Chiya Barashi. But that could be, he wasn't coming to discuss that point. He was only coming to discuss the fact that I was being taught by him the Perek and the Sifra, and he still made Birkat HaTorah. Remember that we had a Shita earlier that said for Mishnah, for Midrash, that you don't make broad, but so Kamash Bran, the Afla Mishnah, Nami Tzorich Levarech, some have a problem with this Afla Mishnah, because before we said it was a Perek and the Sifra, which would be for Medrash, not for Mishnah. Okay, but whatever the correct Gears is over here, may have nothing to do with our Sugya, because he wasn't addressing the Kriyat Shema business. Okay, but meanwhile we got a problem, don't we? I mean, first of all, Rav sometimes here it says he put on his tefillin first and he read Kriyat Shema. There it says he read Kriyat Shema, then put on his tefillin. And anyway, I mean, if he doesn't know the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, so what do we do with the story about the Kuch? Where over there it says Beferish, you're supposed to put on your tefillin first. How do you explain the fact that we saw Rav saying Kriyat Shema without his tefillin? Gentlemen, Shlucha Huda Avis. Believe it or not, the reason we saw it was because the idiot that he sent to bring him his tefillin to shul came late. And Rav saw that it was time for Kriyat Shema, and he was worried he wasn't going to get his tefillin on time, so he just went ahead and did it. Now, this is like, you know, the... my father's atzal had a story that was like this, the perfect example of this. There was a small town outside, I told you this, a small town outside of Toronto, when he was living in Toronto, that did not have a rabbi. So whenever they needed to do a funeral there, they had to get somebody coming from Toronto to do the funeral. So he gets a call one day, and someone was nifted that had some shaykhs for yeshiva in Toronto, and they asked him if he would. This is okay, so what time is the levaya? There's like dead silence on the other side. You know, like, maybe this guy can't do a levaya. He doesn't know what time levaya is. I said, but levaya, it's 4:00, of course. Okay, fine, I'll be there. Comes in, drives in, comes to the levaya, and he asks afterwards, why is the levaya at 4:00? Of course, nobody knows. I mean, every levaya in town for forever, is as far back as anybody can remember, is always 4:00. It was a dinner levaya. And he's really interested, like, where does it come from? He found an old-timer. It turns out that the train from Toronto to this town always arrived. The guy was coming in. So somebody sees Rob reading his without his, must be a sacred Shema, and then you put on your tefillin. They didn't know that the train simply hadn't arrived.
The fingernails are softer.
Yeah. Omar Rula, kola kore kriyat shema belo tefillin, kiilu meid edut sheker beatzmo. Somebody who reads Kriyat Shema and doesn't have his tefillin on, he's saying, as he's reading Kriyat Shema, this blithely singing, where he himself is clearly not taking it seriously. So many we've shown him, Rashi, Tosfos included, learn that this is a euphemism. Me'id edut sheker be'atzmo, meaning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just don't want to say such words. So he's saying this, but he's saying, but I don't really believe God said it. So he's being made a checker batzmo. The same that he's made a checker batzmo. In other words, he's claiming to take seriously the mitzvah Hashem, and there he is showing that it's a lie. Om Rav Chiya Barava, Om Rav Yochanan, Kiilu hikriv ola b'lo mincha, v'zevach b'lo nisachim. Of course, the reason that we say it this way is because of the posik that says, ola mincha zevach u'nisachim b'ayom b'yomo. So we say the additions that you have to something. You don't finish a mitzvah, you start doing the mitzvah. You don't do it correctly, because you're certainly supposed to bring your korban mincha and nesachim together with your korban ayla and your zevah. Now we...